This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 8th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Budget error leads to $40 million cut at CDFA. Enviros blast Newsom's approval of sites and AI and ag to get focus. Budget error leaves CDFA $40 million short for healthy soils. The Department of Finance has discovered several drafting errors in the state's budget, leaving CDFA with $40 million less for its flagship climate program. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross yesterday issued a letter to stakeholders apologizing for the accounting error. Governor Newsom and first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom have prized the program, with the governor raising the budget for the Healthy Soils program exponentially over the years. He had initially proposed $85 million for the incentive grants for the 22-23 budget cycle. CDFA has already made commitments for Healthy Soils block grants and demonstration projects. That left the department with one option, to cut direct-to-producer grants down to $11 million. Ross recognized the error will disrupt plans for mitigating greenhouse gas emissions and building climate resilience, while posing challenges for the state to meet its climate goals for natural and working lands. She was hopeful tax revenues will improve the budget outlook for next year, but cautioned farmers to be prepared for, quote, a vastly changed budget scenario. Keep in mind, during the monthly meeting of the State Board of Food and Ag yesterday, Ross called the budget situation uncertain and discouraging. With tax filing deadlines delayed, the state will not have final revenue numbers until later this month. Ross said the administration is preparing for a rapidly changing budget situation with heavy scrutiny on one-time funding provisions. Time is running short. The governor presents his initial budget proposal in early January for the next fiscal year. I don't want to be overly bleak, but I also don't want to hold out false hope, said Ross. Enviros pressure lawmakers to block sites. The Sites Reservoir Project this week became the first infrastructure proposal to benefit from Governor Newsom's bill on streamlining judicial reviews. According to the project authority, SB 149 will trim months or even years off litigation delays. It gives courts a 270-day deadline to decide on any environmental challenges to the project now that the project has finalized its environmental impact review. Fritz Durst, chairman of the authority, said the proposal has gone through, quote, a rigorous environmental review process and will help the state meet key climate goals. Newsom said sites will address some of the state's biggest challenges faster and build resilience against droughts. But the Sierra Club of California blasted SB 149 certification and said the administration should have waited until the state water board issues new environmental protections under an update to its Bay Delta plan. Aaron Woolley, the association's senior policy strategist, pointed out that the Joint Legislative Budget Committee has 30 days to concur in the governor's SB 149 recommendation or prevent this project from being inappropriately streamlined. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House Ag Working Group identifies H2A challenges. A bipartisan working group formed by the House Agriculture Committee to to recommend possible changes to the H-2A visa program issued an interim report yesterday that outlined several complaints by farmers ranging from rising wage rates to lengthy delays in getting approved workers into the country. The 43-page report says the findings from an online survey and from five roundtables held from July through September with ag groups, farmers, policy experts, labor advocates, and others will be used to formulate the working group's final recommendations. We must ensure there is a viable, affordable, and easy-to-use alternative to the lack of a domestic workforce, which is undoubtedly found with the H-2A program, the report says. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. California's glyphosate label unconstitutional, the court finds. A label required by the state of California warning of glyphosate's potential as a human carcinogen is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals concluded in a decision that could aid Bayer in its ongoing legal battle over Roundup. The warning, mandated by the state's Proposition 65, is not sufficiently narrowly drawn to advance the state's interest in protecting consumers from carcinogens, the court said in a 2-1 decision that affirmed a lower court ruling finding the warning violated the plaintiff's First Amendment right to be free from compelled speech. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. House chairman seeks USDA chlorpyrifos documents. Chlorpyrifos is definitely in the news. Last week, a federal appeals court gave the green light to renewed use of the product, which does not necessarily mean it'll be available next season. Now, a prominent House congressman is seeking information from USDA on its interactions with EPA regarding the insecticide. House Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer is asking Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for all correspondence between the two agencies on the subject of EPA's 2021 proposal to revoke food tolerances and pull the registration for the organophosphate insecticide. Comer cites a 2022 letter from USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy telling EPA it was setting, quote, a harmful precedent by proceeding with its notice of intent to cancel the registration. Comer's giving USDA until November 21st to produce the documents. Senate Ag sets AI hearing. The Senate Agriculture Committee is digging into the potential for artificial intelligence in agriculture. The committee has set a hearing for next Tuesday on AI and ag technology, and the witnesses will include Jamie Handeman, the Chief Technology Officer for Deere & Company, Mason Earls from the AI Institute for Next Generation Food Systems at the University of California, Davis, will also be testifying. Finally, here's today's She Said It. This is not going to be something for Wall Street. That Ellen Hanek, a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California, assuring the State Board of Food and Ag that emerging water trading markets will have strict rules and likely not reach beyond any single basin. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.